Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Tonight. You're going to have to bear with me tonight. I'm having some technical difficulties, so I won't be able to respond to your questions on tonight. So we're going to get through this, okay? Okay, welcome. I am yours truly, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station. And I am not a medical doctor. I want to stipulate that. I want to let you guys know that. I am an MD, MD who's furthering her education. I have my certificate of naturopathy, and I'm going on to get my a diploma and some other credentials because simply because I love learning. So when I tell you that I'm an ND, that means that I don't use synthetic medicine to treat any kind of symptom. I don't treat symptoms. I don't diagnose anything. Okay, what I do is help the body's natural ability to heal itself. And I use natural modalities such as herbs and prayer and whole foods and good alkaline water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs. You know, the body will heal itself. It was made to heal itself, and that's what it'll do. So that's what I do. That's my part in it, just helping to restore the balance of the body. You know, sometimes in naturopathic medicine, we can get into treating symptoms, and I don't do that. I don't get into that. So all I do is help the body to restore the balance, the yin and the yang, if you will, so that it'll do what it does so well, and that's heal itself. I just want to give a shout-out to all of those that attended our fourth Friday Chat and Chew last month, February the 24th. It was awesome. We had about 20 people, enthusiastic health enthusiasts, that was gathered together to learn how you can get your groove back. And we just shared simple basic ways to put the pep back in your step. And we chewed on some awesome vegan and raw foods. And it was absolutely marvelous. A lot of those of you that were here got the chance to meet Dr. Woodruff, the dentist, my dentist, who I'm just raving about. He's the one that removed the last of the amalgam out of my mouth. And, I'm very pleased with him. Met his lovely wife, Eartha, and Eartha has a blog. And if you go to my website, you can link into their website from my website. There's a page on my website called Sharing is Caring, and Caring is Sharing. And you can see the people that I recommend, people that I have done business with, and I highly recommend these people. And when you go to these people, be sure to tell them that, you know, you heard them on Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, that I referred you, okay? All right. I hope you guys had an awesome day today. I had an absolutely lovely day today. Got up this morning, made my prayer, went to the track, and it was explosive. I had a good workout, came home, got some work done, and we're preparing for a seminar. But before I do that, let me give you guys have let me know how much you like my affirmations. And I just want you to know that I truly appreciate it when you email me and let me know, just that you like what I'm doing, because you're the reason that I'm here. Okay, my affirmation for today says, I am in the process of positive change. Okay, I am unfolding in unfulfilling ways. Only good can come to me. I now express health, happiness, prosperity, and peace of mind. And how many of you know it's just so very important to have peace of mind now? So many people are just, you know, so perplexed about the things that's going on in the world. I just thank and praise God that the Bible lets me know that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Therefore, my confidence is not in this world system or in any man, but my confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my Savior. And so I don't have to worry about anything else. And that gives me peace. You see, I have peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank God for that tonight. So I just wanted to share that with you on tonight. The upcoming seminar. We have an upcoming seminar. It's coming up in a couple of days, guys. March the 8th. That's on a Thursday. There's going to be a health seminar presented by the Community Health Education Lecture Series, and the speaker of the hour will be none other than Dr. Richard DeBose. Listen, the theme of this lecture is Your Health, Your Choice. How many of you know that you have a choice in your health and in your health care or your sick care, whichever you choose? But you do have a choice. Now, Dr. Richard E. DeBose, he's a MD, a medical doctor, and you must come here. Listen, let me tell you something. I am not opposed to medical doctors. And those that say they are, then think twice about it, okay? Because, listen, if you're in a very catastrophic situation, if you've been in an accident or something like that, please do not have the ambulance bring you to my facility. Don't do that. Go to the hospital. See a medical doctor. After everything is fine, you know, I can come there and see you. We can talk. We can consult. But medical doctors have their place in the world. And not all of medical doctors are bad. And we've all gone to them at one time or another. But it's just knowing that we have a choice in the matter. Okay, so Dr. DeBose, he's a medical doctor, and he is one of the world's leading authority on infectious diseases. Now, during his 40-plus years as a physician, he has earned many honors, including tenure as president of the Georgia Society of Internal Medicine, president of the Infectious Disease Society of Georgia, and president of the Medical Association of Atlanta. Dr. DeBose worked at the Center for Treatment of Infectious Disease in Atlanta and also served four consecutive terms as chief of internal medicine at Atlanta Medical Center. And he's been introduced in the list of best doctors in America and was chosen by his medical colleagues as their physician of choice in his specialty. So now come out and hear Dr. DeBose expound on infectious diseases and whole food nutrition. Yeah, you got it right. Whole food nutrition. Some doctors are beginning to see the light, and this is one that is, among others. And I want to invite you all to come out and be my guest. I have a list so far of a lot of you that's coming, and you are going to be very pleased. Listen, get accurate and thorough information so that you can make an intelligent decision for yourself. Don't let anybody ever decide or tell you how to decide concerning your health care, me or nobody else. You choose for yourself. You get accurate and thorough information. You seek and you'll find. You knock and the door will be open unto you. You ask and you'll receive, okay? So come out and hear this doctor. It's going to be Thursday, March the 8th. Doors open at 6:30. The presentation starts right at 7 p.m. My people, you know, all of those that are coming and saying, listen, Dr. Doris referred me, be on time, okay? I don't do CP time. Please be on time, okay? This is going to take place at the Choi Community Center, and that's at 3179 Livernois, room 305, and that's in Troy, Michigan. For any further information, you can call me at 734-895-1940. Also, go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, foryourgoodhealth.info, okay? And that's going to be March the 8th. It's going to be an awesome lecture and seminar. So I invite you to come out and be my guest. It is a free seminar. Let me reiterate. It's a free seminar, and you will truly enjoy hearing Dr. DeBose expound on infectious diseases. So come on out and be my guest. Also, tonight I want to share some healing foods with you, foods that are very healing and nurturing to the body. I also have some information tonight I want to share with you on farm-raised fish. You know, there's a lot of talk about farm-raised fish nowadays. Everybody's doing it. Farm-raised catfish, farm-raised salmon, and, you know, these other type fish, this tilapia. But people, we got to educate ourselves. We have got to stay away from this farm-raised fish. You know, sometimes we think it's really impressive when we can walk into a restaurant, a high-exclusive restaurant, and ask for baked salmon, and they ain't serving us nothing but this old farm-raised salmon. Leave that stuff where it is. You know, if you insist on eating salmon, make sure you go and purchase your salmon somewhere where you know that they are ethical and moral dealers of wild-caught salmon. And one place that I recommend is Whole Foods. Their salmon is 48 hours out of the water, and they don't use these big fishermen, these big fisheries. They use little local fisheries to bring their fish in. So if you just got to have this wild salmon, and by no means am I advocating this for anybody that has any issues or health issues or diseases, in that case, I would suggest stay away from all flesh, and fish is flesh. You know, I had somebody ask me one time, well, when I said stay away from all animal protein, they said, well, is fish animal protein? Yeah, it's animal protein. So stay away from this stuff, and this is why. You know, fish farming emerged around in the 70s, in the early 70s, and over the past four decades, there has been a steady increase in, it's called aquaculture. And in 2009, the fish farming business, it actually surpassed the wild caught fish stock. In other words, more than 40% of all fish consumed are raised on land-based or ocean-based aqua farms. Fish farms, in other words, like animal farms, these are fish farms. And they face similar issues of overcrowding, suffering from becoming slaughtered, unnecessary injury, disease, and premature death, just like on the animal farm. So, you know, we got to become more of a conscientious consumer. You must know what you're putting in your body. Don't take anybody's word for law. You know, God said it's better to trust God than to put your confidence in any man. Seek for yourself. If you lack knowledge, if you lack wisdom, ask God. You see, and seek. Be on a quest of seeking out any and everything. One thing that the fishing farms are really plagued by is overcrowding. Overcrowding is a serious issue in fish farming. And according to the People of Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, some fish farms have as many as 50,000 fish crammed in a small enclosure. Now, to help you kind of visualize this fact, imagine a 2.5 foot salmon spending its lifetime in a space the size of a bathtub with as many as 27 full-grown trout within the same space. You see what I'm saying? That's what it's like. As a result, many of these fish exhibit signs of high anxiety and stress, resulting in injury. And just like with that, the farm, how, you know, the atrocities that's taking place on the animal farm, the overcrowding and things of this nature, the same thing happens to, the same thing happens in these fish farms, okay? So we must be very careful in order to know what you're consuming. straight down the line. They're also plagued with disease such as parasites, infection, lice, and blindness. It's common on these farms, in these fish farms. You know, consequently, antibiotics are added to the ponds to prevent these diseases. Antibiotics. You know, I don't want any antibiotic. I don't take antibiotics. And you think I want it in a fish that I'm consuming? You know, but they're giving these fish antibiotics to curtail the parasites and the infections and the lice and the blindness. And it's not natural. You see, unfortunately, these drugs eventually flow back to the sea and contribute to the growth of drug-resistant strains, not only among open-water fish, but farm fish as well. So you leave this farm-raised stuff alone. All this, and people really think it's something when they say, oh, well, I don't eat anything but tilapia, or I don't eat anything but salmon. Leave that salmon alone. You know, we should eat the plants. We should be people that consume a whole food diet. I don't even say a vegetarian diet. I say a whole food-based diet. And that diet consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, some grains, okay? Another problem the fish incur is mad fish. Just like on the farms where you see these mad cows and all these animals, you know, it happens in the fishery too. You just don't get to see it because by the time you get your fish, it's been filleted, you see? But many fish farms feed the fish this food pellet, and it's made of remnant material. And in an effort to mass produce top chain fish such as cod, tuna, and salmon in a short time frame. Yep, the same thing that's happening on the farms is the same thing that's happening in the fish farms. They're given all this this pellet food that has growth hormones so they can mass produce them. And it's an atrocity. Now, an article in the December 2008 issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease explained that the concern is that farm fish may transmit infectious poison from cows to humans. And the article revealed that something called pyron port protein was found in certain fish. Now, scientists are still trying to determine if bovine encephalopathy, or BSE, is transmittable from animals such as cows to fish. So they're still working on that. And don't think if they find out, yes, that there is going to all of a sudden be a news break, and they're going to let you know. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're consuming all this salmon, why in the world would they ever let you know that it has something, a strain of bovine? Not. So you got to be responsible consumers. You got to be educated consumers. And most individuals do not think about where their fish meal comes from. They just think, oh, I'm eating fish. It's much better for me. It most certainly is not. So just think about that. You know, consumers are not only responsible for their own health and safety, but the health and safety of the creatures we share this planet with. You know, some terrible things are being done to the animals that you end up slaughtering, putting on your plate. I had a friend of mine the other day tell me that, I don't eat bacon like I used to. I only have it a few times a week. I'm like, you know what? I couldn't even say anything, you know, because this is a person that claimed they eat so well, you know, but you only eat bacon. If you eat it at all, that don't be hypocritical. You know, we have a standard to uphold, you know, and I'm going to uphold that standard. That's why I tell you, if I tell you not to eat it, you're not going to catch me eating it. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to come to my home and see all this stuff, this white flour and the sugar and all this stuff, and seeing me consume it. It's not going to happen, Captain. So we just have to be conscientious consumers. We have to know that what we eat, you are what you eat. I think that's why the world, the people in the world are running amok nowadays. Everybody's eating all this meat that's been slaughtered and is frightened and is scared and is mad and is because it's been overcrowded and it's got anxiety because it's showing up in listen, don't cut nobody off in traffic. You might get shot. You see, you have to walk circumspectly now because people are out there. If they had a Wayne County sheriff one time, I happened to stumble across this station, and he was saying that, you know, if you're out here, you know, just be aware that there are people out here that's angry. They're going through things on their jobs. And they have problems, they have situations at home, they're losing their homes, they have money issues, and the least little thing you say to them can set them off. They don't have to worry about me because, honey, I eat plants. I eat the submissive food. I don't want a problem with nobody, you see, with anybody. I don't want any problems. I'm peace-loving. When I'm out there, and one of my affirmations says, I am loving, kind, considerate, and generous. Therefore, I attract these kind of people into my life. I don't have time for anybody that's got no beef with nobody. You're not going to hear me talking about nobody. I don't have time for such nonsense. Everybody has a part to play in this thing called life, in the circle of life. You know, there's no big eyes and little you's. It's all about us, like what was that Rodney King said, can't we all just get along? You know, let's agree to disagree. Maybe you don't agree with some of the things that I promote, but it's okay. Let's agree to disagree. I may not agree with everything you do, but let's agree to disagree, okay? Let's just say, call it a truce. Like the Indians used to say, let's smoke the peace pipe over it, you see? Because it's so much knowledge out there. So many things we have to know and have to be conscientious of. And when you walk in love, you don't have to worry about anybody. You don't have to watch your back. You know, none of that. Sometimes people look at me so strange when I'm out and about and doing my business and going from store to store and place to place because I have a smile on my face. They say, you're smiling for no reason. No. I'm smiling for a reason, because I have joy in my heart. See, the joy, I have joy. The joy of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, not just some spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have joy. You see, that's why I smile, and you think I'm smiling for no reason. I'm smiling for a reason, because I have joy. Okay? I just want to share that with you this evening. Listen, you know what? If you're going to remove foods, you should have some foods to replace them. And I want to give a shout-out to my girl Lakita McCauley down at the Raw Cafe. We were there last week for a seminar. And Lakita has a wonderful DVD. In fact, I'm going to have her on the show soon. You know, I've been telling you for a while now that I was going to have her on the show. I am going to get Lakita on the show. She's got this DVD. It is the most awesome thing. You can type in any kind of dis-ease there is, and it will give you the protocol for food, for herbs, and it is so vast. While we were there, she did a demonstration, and she put in a couple of things like high blood pressure and sarcoidosis, and it gave you the protocol for food, how you should eat, and the foods you should eat to help nourish different parts of the bodies, and even the herbal protocol for it. And it is the most awesome thing, and I'm going to have her on so she can further elaborate about this DVD. Okay, I have one. This is phase two, I think, that's out now, and I will have that shortly. So, but, yeah, you want to replace foods when you remove foods, such as beverages. When you remove alcohol and coffee and carbonated teas and carbonated beverages and all artificial and drinks containing any kind of sugar and sports drinks and things of that nature, sweeteners, juice, refined salts and sugars and artificial sweeteners, you should have something to replace them with. And the best thing I found to replace them with is vegetable juices. There's a product, I want you to go to my website and take a look at a product called Juice Plus. This product is extraordinary. I take it every day, first thing in the morning, because, see, you really don't have a need to eat first thing in the morning because your body is cleansing itself. It's in a cleansing mode. So you really don't have the need to eat anything. You can do, if you just have to, you can do a small green smoothie or something like that, or some alfalfa or some barley mash or something like that. But I take my two fruit juice plus in the morning, and if I want, I'll have an apple. I'll munch on an apple while I'm going on my way to the gym or either to the track, and I'll munch on that. But with my water, I have my alkaline water, and I'm going to have Dr. Fisher on. She's going to tell us more about alkaline water, why alkaline water is better than distilled water. Distilled water is a dead water. It has nothing in it. It's just a dead water. It doesn't move anything. And I use it when I'm cleansing, and that's the only time I use it. But we're going to expound on why alkaline water is better. We're living entities. We should put living foods in us, even water. Our water should be a living food. And there's nothing added to alkaline water, but it's the process. It's the process of the water being split. And the acid water goes one way, and you can use that for cleansing and for, a beauty water. You can also use it for, I have a water that you can use, it's a 11 pH, for pulling the residue, the pesticides and the herbicides from the surface of some of your fruits and vegetables when you don't do organic. But I always suggest doing organic because there is nothing you can buy or purchase to pull the pesticides and the herbicides from the inside of a plant. And when a plant is sprayed, when it's a baby, sometimes it's in the seed, you can't get that out with anything. So at all costs, like Latita mentioned last week, she said, you know, a lot of times people mention, if possible, do organic. Listen, do organic. Do organic. It just makes better sense. There's a DVD that's on YouTube. You guys have got to see. It's an experiment. A little girl that's about 8 years old is doing with a sweet potato, and she's showing how a sweet potato she just purchased out of the store. She put it in water to get it to grow that. You know, sweet potatoes will grow a really beautiful flower, a vine type flower, and she noticed that after about 3 months, the sweet potato was not, it didn't even bud. And she went to the store, and she asked the guy in the store, why didn't her sweet potato bud? And he said, because they put things on sweet potatoes when they're in the infancy stage of a seed, a small plant, they use a product called bud nip. And that keeps the sweet potato from producing any buds, so it would never bud. So then she bought an organic sweet potato from the store, supermarket, and it grew a little whimsy vine in about, I think, 3 weeks to a month. But then she bought a sweet potato from the health food store, a USD organic, a certified organic sweet potato. And about a month, this vine was all over everywhere. So for those of you that want to see that DVD, shoot me an email at ybpoe, Y, the letter Y, the letter B as in boy, the letter P as in Paul, the letter O, 411 at Yahoo. And I'll shoot in the subject box, just so I'll know who you are, put a sweet potato experiment. Because otherwise I'll send it to spam or either I'll trash it. Okay? So you've got to see these things. But this product, Juice Plus, this company called NSA, they have their own growers. And the growers are certified USDA organic growers. and they grow organic fruits and vegetables. They remove the water, just like we do in the process when we use our dehydrator for our raw classes and things like that. I'm kind of getting away from the dehydrator. I'm not doing too many things. I do crackers. I love dehydrated crackers, but I'm not using my dehydrator as much because I'm learning ways to use fresh fruits and vegetables. That's how we should eat them in the first place. The things we eat should look like they do when they grow from the earth. So, but anyway, this is the process for this juice plus. They remove the water and then at a very low temperature, much like dehydrating, the water is removed and then the powder is capsulated. And they also have gummies. And this stuff is so phenomenal because it is absorbed by the body. It's bioavailable, and it reduces oxidative stress. It strengthens the immune system. It helps to protect DNA. It promotes cardiovascular wellness. It reduces systematic inflammation, and it supports healthy skin and gums. And to find out more about it, go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, and click on Whole Food Nutrition and take a look at the video. This product has research behind it, okay? This isn't some product where people say, okay, it works, because you could give somebody a sugar pill, and if you beforehand tell them this is what it's going to do, you know, blind, double-blind research have proved that placebos in some cases work just like the real thing. It has to do with the mind. But this product has been researched by over 25 well-respected research institutes, proved that Juice Plus works. And, I mean, some of the facilities are well-known facilities, Yale University, the University of Texas, the University of Maryland, Georgetown, the University of Arizona, Brigham Young University, the University of Milan in Italy, the University of Birmingham. Check it out. Go to my website and check it out. And you know what? It's the most thoroughly researched brand name nutritional product in the world, supported by leading health professionals around the world. And it's the largest selling whole food-based product in the world. So take a look at it. And this is the only company that I know of that if a parent commits to taking Juice Plus, your child can get it for free for 3 years. And all you do is pay a small shipping, which is about $2.25 or something like that. So it bears taking a look at, okay? So now for these healing foods, I want to get into some healing foods tonight. But before I do, I just want to tell you that getting back to the removing foods, replacing foods, if you're gonna remove dairy, all milk, all cheese, all ice cream, whipped toppings, even non-dairy creamers, then you can replace it with fresh almond milk, creamy banana milk. Banana milk is so good. You can do frozen bananas and strawberries and blueberries and fruit creams. Banana ice cream is so excellent. I make ice cream base out of almond milk, and I have one that I make out of cashew, and it is absolutely wonderful. In the summertime, I make it for the kids that attend our vacation school at church, and I make it for them, and they love it. They can't tell the difference. They say it tastes just like ice cream, and it does. If you're going to replace canned and sweetened fruits along with non-organic and sulfur-dried fruits, make sure the dried fruits that you eat do not contain sulfur. Excuse me, you want to make sure of that, okay? Also, if you're going to replace them with fresh fruit. You see, fresh fruit as well as unsulfured organic dried fruit, and limit fruit to no more than 15% of your diet to reduce the natural sugar intake. You know, we don't want to overindulge on anything, be it natural or certainly not otherwise. But keep it to no more than 15% of your diet. And this way you'll reduce your natural sugar intake. If you're going to replace beef and pork and fish and chicken and eggs and turkey and hamburgers and all them other things, you know, the other flesh that causes gout and acid stomach, you can use meat substitutes like sprouted beans and chia seeds and hemp seeds. And they're all protein-rich products, protein-rich. You know, protein is really overrated. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, but what if I don't eat meat, how am I going to get my protein? You get it from the plant life. And really, you know what? The average American diet contains meat and dairy products, and really it's an overabundance. And it's as a result of eating all this meat and dairy, our protein levels are often too high, and it can lead to a number of serious health problems like kidney disease and cancer, osteoporosis, kidney stones. So just know that you don't have to consume a lot of meat. In fact, you don't have to consume any to get the protein, the RDA of protein that you need. In fact, it's so easy to get it until you'd be surprised. Just a few foods you can consume, and you have your protein equivalency. And, you know, don't believe the hype. That's what it is. The Food and Drug Administration and the – remember when Oprah came against – made that comment against the cattle industry? Remember how they came against her? Listen, the revolution will not be televised, people. We have got to start taking control of our health, because there's a lot of sick people out there. There are a lot of sick people out there, and we just have to know. A plant-based diet is so much better for us. I'm going to have a doctor on soon, and he's going to expound on how important it is for us to eat a plant-based diet. So I want you guys to stay tuned. It's a surprise. I'm going to have a surprise guest on, and he is very literate in the naturopathic realm. And you're going to hear him talk about how a lot of the issues that we have today are related to the overconsumption of meat. So it's really something to hear. It's gonna really you know, make you think about some things. But I want to give you a few healing foods tonight. I want to share with you some foods that are really awesome for healing, helping the body to heal itself. And one of those foods is parsley. I love parsley. I made a batch of parsley crackers, and they are so good. Parsley relieves urinary tract infections, and it acts as a diuretic, and it boosts kidney function, and it eases premenstrual discomfort. If you're having any kind of issues with your kidney, you should be using parsley, okay? Drink parsley tea. It's excellent. Parsley is a natural way to And it's nature's original breath freshener. And it also is a very delicious way to cleanse the palate. It's a good source of folic. Folic is a B vitamin, and it adds, which adds in producing red blood cells and helps to prevent birth defects. And parsley tea, as I first stated, is excellent. And it's an excellent way to detoxify the kidneys. So number one is parsley. Put parsley on your list. Get you some fresh, organic parsley. If you don't know where to get it, be sure to give me a call. Hit me up on my website, by email, and I'll tell you where to get the best organic parsley. I'm going to be having a show soon on essential oils. I want to share with you the best essential oils. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, those oils are a little too expensive and you could get, listen, babe, it's all about the way the oil is distilled. It's all about the way that the from the time the plant is picked or the flower is picked and it goes through the process of being wiped, clean washed, and distilled. It's all about, that's the process. You see, there's all different, there's 1,000 different essential oils out there, but not all of them are therapeutic grade. And when you want to get an essential oil, you want an essential oil that is a therapeutic grade, a medicinal grade essential oil. And we've got an upcoming show, and I'm going to have a young lady on that's going to tell you about the best essential oils that you can buy. The best bang for your buck is Young Living. Don't let anybody tell you different. It's the best. It is the best out there. So she's going to be elaborating on Young Living essential oils. Organic apple cider vinegar. Awesome. It adds shine to your hair when you use it in the final rinse. After your shampoo, it regulates the pH balance of your skin when you use it as a toner. It removes stains from your teeth. It reduces swelling in your hands and your feet. It helps to control blood sugar levels in people with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. If you suffer from acid reflux or heartburn or nausea, just try taking one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar prior to each meal. One tablespoon of apple cider vinegar prior to each meal, okay? And you'll see the difference. It's awesome. That's number two. That's the number two healing food that I'm going to give you for tonight. Number three is avocados. Listen. Anytime you come to my house, you'll be able to find an avocado or two or three or four. I may even have you stop and get me some. But avocados, they are so versatile. They act as an effective breath freshener. It's a moisturizer. You want to moisturize your skin? Take your avocado, mash it up really good, really good. And after you cleanse your face, just put that avocado all over your face and just walk around with it like that half hour, 30 minutes, whatever. You know, your skin will feel like a baby's behind. You know, it's nothing softer than a baby's tush. That's what your face will feel like. It reduces morning sickness. It controls cholesterol and lowers blood pressure. They are rich. They're a rich source of monounsaturated fats, particularly the kind called oleic acid. I can never say that. But, yeah, and these monounsaturated fats, they improve the levels of the blood and help to control diabetes. Oleic, that's it, oleic. Okay, I'll never forget it again. But, yeah, they are awesome, and they are so good. You know what? And what I do sometime after I come in, if I've had a really good workout, I'll take me one piece of Ezekiel sprout bread, and maybe I'll toast it, put a little coconut oil on it, and a little, I make my own almond butter, put me a little bit of almond butter on there, and slice me a half an avocado on top of there, and eat it, and I'm good to go. I am good to go. It is so good for you. It's high in potassium, which helps to reduce urinary calcium, the calcium excretion in your urine. It lowers the risk of stones forming in the kidney, and it strengthens your immune system. Avocado. You see, Hippocrates said it years ago, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. We have such an awesome time here at the Chat and Choose that I have here. The foods that I have are conducive to the theme of whatever the Chat and Chew is. go to my website. You'll see the Chat and Chew that's coming up for March. The theme is release and increase. Release unwanted pounds and inches and increase in vitality. So, and I'll have foods, and we have green smoothies, and sharing all kinds of healthy information with you so that you can take control of your health, okay? All right, another food I want to give you is prunes. You know, they don't eat prunes like they used to. When we were coming up, my mother sometimes would have a little side dish of stewed prunes for us in the morning. We were always regular. I never remember taking anything as far as a laxative is concerned, unless we were cleaning out. And then we got that castor oil. Boy, I remember that stuff like it was yesterday. But prunes promote good digestive health. They act as a mild laxative. If you're having trouble going to the bathroom, start incorporating a few prunes every day. Prune juice is good. Get you some prune juice and drink you a cup before you go to bed, a loose small glass, you know, and kind of warm it. Kind of warm it up a little. Not hot, but just warm it and drink it and see don't you have a good elimination. It's also good for detoxing. It's rich in antioxidants, and it fights free radicals and signs of aging. Now, who don't want something like that? You know, this we're the baby boomers, y'all. We trying to look as young and youthful as we can for as long as we can. Everybody is trying to maintain that youthful appearance. They also help to improve bone health by reducing the incidence of fractures and osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. Okay, prunes. They provide a prolonged source of energy, comparable to sports and powder bars. You know, a lot of those power bars, read the ingredients, because a lot of them have soy in them. You know, you don't want to do soy. Listen, if you're going to do soy, let it be fermented. You see, fermented soy. A little USDA organic soy, tofu every once in a while. But that's not something we want to just get here and there, because see, most soy grown in the United States that we have here, it's genetically modified. So we want to be very careful of the soy, okay? Also, prunes make great filling snacks, and they can help to curb your weight gain. So just be conscientious that prunes are really good for you. A lot of people, they just don't eat prunes like they used to, but we used to snack on prunes. We had prunes. My mother would give us prunes to snack on. And another healing food, I'm sure you all will agree with me, is coconut oil. Yep. Typically, coconut oil is a great moisturizer for the face and for the body, for the hair. You know, you can use it internally and externally. How awesome is that? It contains lauric acid that contributes to optimal brain health, people. It helps the brain to function like it's supposed to. The human brain, they say, it's about 60% fat. Now, just think of the brain power we're losing due to these low-fat diets. Everybody you see is on low-fat diets. Low-fat this, low-fat that. If our brain is 60% fat, think about the brain power we're losing due to these low-fat diets. Lauric acid also contributes to a highly functioning immune system. Did you know that? And it is also antiviral, it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, and it's antimicrobial. Coconut oil, and coconut oil closely mirrors the immune system building properties that are found in mother's milk. Wow, that's something, isn't it? And what does mother's milk do? It helps to develop our immune system from day one. That's why everybody, when you have a baby, when these young women have babies, I always tell them, breastfeed. Breastfeed for as long as you can. That's one of the most important things you can do for your child is to breastfeed. They're getting everything they're supposed to get. I remember once when I was getting my puppy, and my vet, I have a vet that is, she's an old soul, and she knows her stuff. Let me tell you something. I'll be adding her to my website, too, because her name is Dr. Zarish, and she's I say she's an animal whisperer. She knows about these animals. And when I was going to get my little girl, Cha-Cha, she told me, I said, well, they said that the puppies are ready. I can come get her. And she said, well, how old is she? And I said, she's about 8 weeks. She said, absolutely not. Leave her with her mother until she's 10 weeks old or longer. And I said, really? She said, everything she needs, that's the time frame that she'll get it in from her mother's milk. And then her mother she'll learn things from her mother, you see, within that range of time. And that's something I never thought about. I thought when they're born, you go get them. But it's just knowing different things, knowing how to use what we have. We have what we need. We got to use it. And we're looking for better ways. We're looking for alternatives. Okay, herbs and different things are alternatives. They're not alternatives. They're original medicine. They are the original medicine. And that's something we have to understand. We have to know that. A lot of people think that herbs is an alternative. It simply is not. It's the original medicine. And it's medicine, not medicine. Okay? So it's just, you know, if you look in the Word, if you look in the Bible, the Bible lets us know in Genesis 1:29 that, you know, and God said, behold, I have given you every plant-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree which has seed in its fruit, to you it shall be for food. Okay? So stay away from all this old seedless fruit. That's what we were talking about the last time. My brother over there in New York, Wilford, he was letting us know that, you know, about the seeds in the fruit, and we were discussing just how important that seed is. So let's be conscientious consumers, guys. The clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here. Go to my website, see some of the interesting things we're doing. Read about the upcoming seminar. Give me a call. We still have a few seats left for that seminar coming up March the 8th with Dr. DeBose. And I want to invite you all to come back next week, and we'll do it again. I'm so sorry about the difficulties this week of not being able to see you guys in the studio tonight. I couldn't get any questions or anything in, but we'll take care of that. It'll be okay next week. Stuff happens. You see, we just have to know how to roll with it. So thank you so very much for tuning in. And join me again next week on Here's to Your Health, which is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Thank you for being my guest tonight. I do appreciate you. You are the reason that I am here. And I want to leave you with this. There are only two people that want to hear about your bad health. One is your medical doctor, the other is the mortician. Take good care of yourself, and we'll do it again next week. Good night.